M9SRU. Just quickly, Peter, both yourself and Neil sound okay on the meter. No distortion or anything like that. M9SRU.
Yeah, thanks, Gordon. Right, okay, well, that sort of puts the ball back in your court. I'm just curious, Neil, does if you play back other content, you know, just like, I don't know, something random, like, you know, if you're just, I don't know, chilling out and watching Netflix, for instance, does that play okay?
Yes, mate, yeah. Well, I don't really know what it is, to be honest with you, because I've just used Parrot. I've been on there for a while, I have, and the audio seemed to play okay on the Parrot. It did. But when I put this FFT audio spectrum on, it sounds like my speaker's blown. It does. And I didn't know if you had a problem your end, but if Gordon says it's okay his end, it must be some kind of settings on this computer, or I've got a probably a bad speaker. But it just seemed weird because I've just, like I said, I've been on the Parrot bit and it seemed to play that all right. It did. And yeah, so I'll just... I miss about this computer, PR. I just thought I'd just message you, because I wasn't... That's where I was getting confused, you see. I didn't know if it was a problem, you see, because like, on the Parrot bit, it was okay. But on the Spectrum, it sounds like I've got a blown speaker. But, yeah, it must be something on here somewhere, mate. It's a bit weird, but I ain't got really much of a clue what that was actually causing it. But, yeah, well, thanks so much, Peter, mate. Anyway... It'll just give me a rough idea of what I need to look into. M0WNT.
Yeah, interesting. I've got plenty of Linux machines here, but I haven't got anything with audio, you know, like a desktop and audio on it. So just out of interest, what browser are you using? Web browser, because the Parrot, assuming you've been using the Hubnet Parrot and been going on to the Parrot website and then playing the audio back through there, that is just HTML5 audio, so it's like a audio embedded within the HTML, so it sends the file effectively as a stream, whereas the FFT thing uses WebSockets and a fixed a bit rate, you know, PCM encoded audio and JavaScript and all that stuff to play it. So I'm just wondering if that could be part of the problem. The reason for using WebSockets and JavaScript to play the audio is because of latency. Whereas if you use HTML audio, basically the client, i.e. the browser, will buffer up a load of audio first, so it can, once it starts playing, it kind of downloads the file in chunks, which is efficient for bandwidth use and buffering and all that stuff, but no good for real-time audio, hence the WebSockets, which effectively is, you know, almost browsers, like a, I don't know, half a second or so latency on it, but it's always the same. It doesn't buffer any audio. So anyway, so sorry for the ramble. So the question is, what browser are you using? And I could definitely run up a Linux machine here and see if I can reproduce the problem with, you know, and are you using like pipe wire? I mean, you know, is it like a modern distro? Back to you.
Yeah, M0 WNT returning. Yeah, I'm just I'm using Mozilla Firefox. I am, but it just seemed a bit just weird. Where, like you said, I don't. I wonder if the